This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I'm Sadam to our listeners. Welcome to Saturday News number
1134.
So I'm Glad Blimoria. I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the Lord's feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Chaitanya Sai Baba. Today's program is on Guru Purnima. Some 500 delegates came from USA and did a musical program on the topic of our journey back to you. So let's get into it.
Grand Guru Purnima celebrations. A vast multitude of devotees came to Prashanthi Nilayam from all parts of the world to pay their reverential tribute to their Sadguru, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, on the holy occasion of Guru Purnima. Large groups of devotees came from many overseas countries, basked in the ambience of the divine glory of Bhagavan, and received his benedictions and grace. Many cultural and music programs were organized on this occasion by devotees from India as well as overseas countries, extending over a period of 1 month. A group of about 700 devotees came to Prashanthi Nilayam from various parts of USA from the 23rd of June to the 2nd of July 2010 to seek the grace and blessings of Bhagavan. Our journey back to you. On the 29th of June 2010, a group of these devotees presented a music program entitled Our Journey Back to You, comprising Christian prayers, Jewish songs, and devotional songs on the themes of unity of mankind and glory of Kali Yuga avatar Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The program started at 6:50 p.m. after Bhagavan's darshan in Sai Kulwant Hall. At the outset, the singers sang prayer songs in Sanskrit. This was followed by excellent rendering of devotional songs which enthralled the devotees for nearly 40 minutes. Sung with devout feelings with excellent musical support, the songs saturated the entire milieu with piety, unity, and spirituality. This soul-elevating devotional program was followed by bhajans, which were also led by USA devotees. Meanwhile, prasadam blessed by Bhagavan was distributed to all. The program came to a close with arati to Bhagavan at 7:50 p.m. Pilgrimage of second group of USA devotees. About 900 devotees, including more than 200 Bal Vikas children, came to Prashanthi Nilayam from various parts of USA and basked in the ambience of Bhagavan's divine glory from the 5th to the 14th of July 2010. This was the second group of USA devotees. The first group of about 700 devotees, having left for USA on the 2nd of July 2010. During their stay at Prashanthi Nilayam, the second group presented two excellent programs. The first program was an offering of devotional music by Satya Sai National Choir and Orchestra, USA, on the 10th of July 2010. And the second was a cultural program by Bal Vikas students of USA on the 11th of July 2010. Satya Sai National Choir and Orchestra. The program on the 10th of July 2010 began at 5:20 p.m. after Bhagavan's divine darshan in Sai Kulwant Hall, wherein Satya Sai National Choir and Orchestra of USA, comprising both ladies and gents, presented 9 devotional songs. The sublime synergy of rhythm and melody of which combined perfectly with the loftiness of feelings of the singers to fill the hearts of the listeners with piety, devotion, and divinity. This soul-elevating musical presentation was followed by bhajans, which were also led by USA singers, both ladies and gents. During the course of bhajans, Bhagavan called a devotee of this group to the dais and materialized a gold chain for her amidst a spontaneous applause of devotees. The program came to a close with arati to Bhagavan at 6:45 p.m. after distribution of prasadam to all. All our relations. A dance drama. The second program of the USA Devotees was a drama entitled All Our Relations, which was presented by Sai Spiritual Education Students of USA on the 11th of July 2010, based on the spiritual traditions of Native Americans who inhabited the land before the arrival of the immigrants. The drama highlighted the essential unity of all creation and exhorted man to live in harmony with all creation, be it earth, mountains, rivers, birds, animals, or plants. Depicting four stages of man's life, which correspond to four directions, the drama emphasized the importance of values at every stage. This was conveyed through dances of the children, representing eagle for east, deer for south, bear for west, and buffalo for north. Melodious songs, thrilling music, and scintillating dances of children made the drama a memorable presentation on the unity of God's creation. Excellent costumes and appropriate makeup added to the value of this well-directed and well-rehearsed drama. Bhagavan sat through the entire presentation, blessed the children at the conclusion of the drama, and posed for group photos with them. The program came to a close with Arati to Bhagavan at 7:05 p.m. Cultural programs by devotees of Russian-speaking countries. About 400 devotees from 8 Russian-speaking countries, viz. Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Moldova, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan, came to Prashanti Nilayam and basked in the ambience of the divine glory of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. As part of 85th birthday celebrations of Bhagavan, these devotees presented two cultural programs in Sai Kulwant Hall, which was aesthetically decorated with beautiful cloth hangings, colorful ribbons, animal figures, and flowers of various hues for this joyous occasion. Devotional music program. The first program, comprising choir singing, devotional songs, and bhajans, was presented by them on the 12th of July 2010. At the outset, the choir, consisting of about 300 ladies and gents, sang 10 songs in Russian on the themes of beauty of nature, spiritual awakening, and glory of God. Set to scintillating music, the songs were, in fact, an ocean of rhythm and feast of melody, which enraptured one and all. This was followed by devotional songs and bhajans, which were also led by Russian singers, both ladies and gents. Most of the bhajans were in Hindi, and were marked by perfection of tune, rhythm, intonation, and pronunciation, to the delight of one and all. During the course of the bhajans, Bhagavan called the conductor of the choir to the dais, and materialized a gold chain for her, sending a wave of ecstasy in the entire hall. The program, which started after Bhagavan's darshan in Sai Kulwant Hall at 5:45 p.m., came to a close at 6:50 p.m. with Arati to Bhagavan. Prasadam blessed by Bhagavan was distributed to the entire assembly of devotees in the end. Hallowed Be Thy Name, a drama. On the 13th of July 2010, devotees of Russian-speaking countries presented another program, which comprised a drama entitled Hallowed Be Thy Name, devotional songs and bhajans. The drama highlighted the oneness of mankind and emphasized the importance of singing the glory of God through the story of a young seeker of truth who travels to different countries, collects songs about the glory of God, and realizes the divine glory of the avatar of Kali Yuga, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Interspersed with melodious songs and beautiful dances of children, the drama depicted the teaching of Bhagavan. There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one God. He is omnipresent. This was followed by devotional songs, which were presented by children from Russian-speaking countries. Most of these were Hindi songs, glorifying the name of God. During the course of this program of devotional songs, Bhagavan called a singer to the dais and materialized a gold ring for him, amidst a thunderous applause of devotees. Bhajans followed this, which were also led by Russian singers. Meanwhile, Bhagavan gave mementos to children who sang devotional songs with his divine hands. He also gave clothes to them and other singers and devotees who enacted the drama. They all came to the dais one by one, took Pada Namaskar, and received the clothes from Bhagavan. The program, which started after Bhagavan's darshan at 6:05 p.m., came to a close with Arati to Bhagavan at 7:15 p.m. Alwar Bhakti Mahotsavam. A grand function was held at Prashanti Nilayam from the 14th to the 18th of July 2010 to propitiate 12 Alwars who started a powerful bhakti movement and showed the path of devotion to mankind as the means of God-realization. The Alwars were great devotees of Lord Vishnu and lived between the 5th and 9th century AD in South India. The venue of these celebrations was Sai Kulwant Hall, which was decorated in a grand manner with big banners, colourful buntings, beautiful festoons and fresh flowers. Large-size portraits of 12 Alwars, along with their biographical details, were set up on the boundary wall of the hall to enable the devotees to know about their life and teachings. The dais was specially decorated with beautiful floral designs, amidst which a large-size idol of Lord Vishnu and idols of Alwars were installed. The program comprised daily worship of the idols by the priests, talks on the life and teachings of the 12 Alwars from the 14th to the 17th of July 2010, Sudarshana Homa, a yajna, on the 17th of July 2010, and Sri Satya Sai Satya Narayana Vrata by 1,008 couples on the 18th of July 2010. Bhagavan inaugurated the celebrations on the 14th of July 2010 by lighting the sacred lamp on the dais at 5:25 p.m. amidst auspicious notes of Nadaswaram and Veda chanting by the students. This was followed by a talk by Sri N. Srikanta Rao of Bengaluru. At the end of this illuminating talk of the distinguished scholar, prasadam blessed by Bhagavan was distributed to all. The program on the first day came to a close with arati to Bhagavan. Talks on the life and teachings of Alwars. Sri Srikanta Rao, in his talk on the 14th of July 2010, described the glorious bhakti movement started by Alwars who gave their message to mankind to redeem their life by following the path of bhakti. Sri Rao also gave an outline of the celebrations to be held for 5 days at Prashanti Nilayam, deliberating on the life and teachings of the three Alwars, namely Sri Poigair Alwa, Sri Budhat Alwa, and Sri Peir Alwa, who formed the subject of his talk. The distinguished speaker not only quoted various incidents from the lives of these great devotees of the Lord, but also narrated some interesting episodes from the Ramayana, illustrating how bhakti could unite a devotee with the Lord. The second talk was given on the 15th of July 2010 by Sri Medasini Mohan of Tirupati, who dwelt on the life and teachings of Sri Tirumashilai Alwa, Sri Kulashekra Alwa, and Sri Peiri Alwa, and illustrated his talk with beautiful poetry. The distinguished speaker referred to the teachings of these three illustrious devotees of the Lord and provided valuable insights for man's liberation through bhakti and nama smarana, which were exemplified by these Alwars. Bhagavan blessed the speaker at the end of his talk and also materialized a gold chain for him. The speaker of the third day's talk was Dr. Samudrala Lakshmanaya of Tirupati. who spoke about the following three alwas: Sri Andal, Sri Tondaradipadi Alwa, and Sri Tirupani Alwa. Narrating the life story of Sri Andal, Dr. Lakshmanaya observed that she perfected bhakti and realized God. Quoting from the Gita, the learned speaker said that Lord Krishna himself propounded the path of bhakti and its supremacy. The last talk on Sri Tirumangai Alwa, Sri Namamalwa, and Sri Madhurakavi Alwa was given on the 17th of July 2010 by Sri Srikanta Rao, who gave the first talk also, interspersing his illuminating talk with excellent poetry. The distinguished speaker narrated how all Alwas led their life suffused with total devotion to Lord Narayana, which made them shine as the torch-bearers of the path of devotion. He also referred to the nine paths of devotion and observed that any of these paths could lead man to redemption. The program of talks concluded with this illuminating talk: Consecration of 18 Kalashas and Sudarshana Homa. Consecration of 18 Kalashas, or sacred vessels, was done ceremonially by offering worship along with chanting of Vedic mantras by the priests on the morning of the 16th of July 2010. A raised platform was specially constructed in front of the dais for this puja and for the performance of Sudarshana Homa, a yajna, scheduled for the following morning. On the morning of the 17th of July 2010, fire was lit in the Yajna Kunda on the raised platform with chanting of Vedic mantras by the priest. The performance of Yajna started at 8:30 a.m., wherein priests offered oblations into the sacred fire with chanting of sacred Vedic mantras. Bhagavan came to Sai Kulwant Hall at 10 a.m. After showering blessings on the devotees in the hall, Bhagavan came to the dais and watched the performance of the yajna by the priests. At 10:40 a.m., Bhagavan went on the yajna vedi, the platform, and blessed the offerings which the priests offered in the yajna fire. At 10:45 a.m., Bhagavan offered Purnahuti, the final oblations, with his divine hands into the yajna kunda, amidst joyous notes of Nardeshwara music and loud chants of Vedic mantras. This sacred program of Sudarshana Homa came to a close with Arati to Bhagavan at 11:10 a.m. Sumptuous prasadam was served to the entire congregation in the hall in the end. Sri Satya Sai Satya Narayana Vrata. The final day of the celebrations of Sri Alwa Bhakti Mahotsavam witnessed the grand spectacle of Sri Satya Sai Satya Narayana Vrata by 1,008 couples in Sai Kulwant Hall. The proceedings began at 4 p.m. with Sri Srikanta Rao, the master of ceremonies, explaining step by step the instructions for the performance of the Vrata by designated 1,008 couples who were seated in the hall. Following the instructions of Sri Srikanta Rao, the couples conducted the worship of Lord Narayana and Bhagavan Baba. The entire ritual was performed in nearly 1 hour, after which the entire congregation in the hall chanted Sai Gayatri. Bhagavan was offered ceremonial welcome by the priests with Purnakumbham at his residence before he was led into Sai Kulwant Hall at 5:50 p.m. by a Nardeshwaram troupe and Veda-chanting priests. On entering the hall, Bhagavan went into the rows of the couples seated in the hall and showered his blessings on them. After Bhagavan was seated on the dais, the entire story of Bhagavan's life was narrated by a young speaker. The grand function of Sri Alwa Bhakti Mahotsavam came to a conclusion with Arati to Bhagavan at 6:55 p.m. It was a grand spectacle of Arati when all the 1,008 couples also offered Arati to Bhagavan with lighted lamps. Prasadam was distributed to all in the end. Vamos Kansai, a bouquet of bhajans. More than 200 devotees came on a pilgrimage to Prashanti Nilayam from 12 countries of Latin America, viz. Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Peru, Venezuela, Colombia, Guadalupe, Mexico, El Salvador, Ecuador, Brazil, and Guatemala, from the 14th to the 24th of July, 2010, and offered their loving tributes to Bhagavan on the eve of Guru Purnima. On the 23rd of July, 2010, a group of these devotees presented a program of bhajans, Vamos con Sai, meaning Let's Go with Sai, in the divine presence of Bhagavan. The program began with chanting of Om 3 times, followed by Sanskrit prayer to Lord Ganesh, which the entire group of singers sang with perfect rhythm, intonation, and pronunciation. Thereafter, they poured out their hearts in soul-elevating bhajans in Spanish and Portuguese, rendered melodiously with excellent support of music. The bhajans filled the entire milieu with sacred vibrations. The program, which started at 6:30 p.m., after Bhagavan's darshan in Sai Kulwant Hall, came to a close with arati to Bhagavan at 7:20 p.m. Bhagavan sat through the entire presentation and blessed the singers at the conclusion of the program. Prasadam was distributed to the entire gathering in the hall in the end. Sai Yugam Prema Yugam, a drama. On the eve of the holy festival of Guru Purnima, Balvika's children and youth of Tamil Nadu performed a drama entitled Sai Yugam Prema Yugam, meaning Era of Sai is Era of Love, in the divine presence of Bhagavan on the 24th of July 2010. The drama began at 5:35 p.m. with a song which introduced the theme of the drama, viz. Sai is the incarnation of divine love, and the era of Sai is the era of love, tracing the beginning of the universe and depicting the incarnations of Lord Vishnu. The story of the drama beautifully synthesized Bhagavan's movements like Balvikas, Educare, and Gramaseva, with mythological stories of Lord Vishnu and four sons of Brahma, Lord Narasimha and Prahlada, Lord Dattatreya and King Kartavirjuna. Fabulous sets, excellent costumes and makeup, thematic songs, appropriate commentary and good video support made the drama lively and absorbing. At the end of the drama, Bhagavan blessed the cast and posed for group photos with them. He also materialized a gold chain for one of them. After distribution of prasadam, the program came to a close with arati to Bhagavan at 6:45 p.m. Guru Purnima function. Piety, solemnity, and grandeur marked the holy festival of Guru Purnima, which was celebrated at Prashanti Nilayam on the 25th of July 2010. The venue of the function was Sai Kulwant Hall, which was aesthetically decorated with colourful buntings, beautiful cloth hangings, festoons of various colours and designs, and flowers of many hues. Since early morning, vast multitudes of devotees occupied every inch of space in Sai Kulwant Hall. As the space in Sai Kulwant Hall was not sufficient to accommodate the large number of devotees, they were accommodated in adjoining Purnachandra Auditorium. Large screens were set up in Sai Kulwant Hall, as well as Purnachandra Auditorium, for easy viewing of the celebrations by devotees. A Nardaswaram troupe and a Panchavadyam group of students offered welcome to Bhagavan when he came to Sai Kulwant Hall in his sparkling maroon robe at 4:30 p.m. amidst Veda chanting. Simultaneously, bhajan singer students of Sri Satya Sai University sang welcome and devotional songs as Bhagavan slowly proceeded towards the veranda of the hall. After filling the hearts of huge gathering of devotees in the hall with bliss by his divine darshan on this sacred day, On reaching the veranda at 4:45 p.m, Pergavan lighted candles on the cakes placed there and performed cake-cutting ceremony, musical tribute by Maladi brothers. After Pergavan was seated on the dais, Sri Sri Ram Prasad and Sri Ravi Kumar, better known as Maladi brothers, paid their musical tribute to Pergavan, offering a bouquet of devotional songs at his divine lotus feet in their shimmering voice, beginning their concert with a song dedicated to the divine glory of the Lord of Puttaparthi, Bhagavan Baba, at 4:55 p.m. The singers cast a spell on the audience by their soul-elevating compositions, sung in heightened mood of devotion and dedication. Bhagavan sat through the entire rendition and blessed the singers at the end of their concert. The program came to a close with arati to Bhagavan at 6:30 p.m. Meanwhile, prasadam blessed by Bhagavan was distributed to the entire assembly of devotees. Before returning to his residence, Bhagavan showered the bliss of his divine darshan on the yearning devotees in Purnachandra Auditorium. Maladi brothers offered another musical tribute to Bhagavan on the morning of the 26th of July 2010, starting their concert at 9:15 a.m. with a composition dedicated to Bhagavan. The talented singers kept the audience spellbound for more than 1 hour by their sterling performance. Earlier, Bhagavan honored them with shawls and gave them clothes. Bhagavan also gave clothes to the artists who provided musical support to them. After distribution of prasadam to all, the program came to a close with arati to Bhagavan at 10:25 a.m. A unique music concert. Another musical tribute was paid to Bhagavan on the afternoon of 26th of July 2010 by Sri Shiva Prasad, who has the unique distinction of rendering musical compositions by whistling. The program began at 5:20 p.m. after Bhagavan's divine darshan in Sai Kulwant Hall. The musician weaved magic into the air by his masterly rendition of Tyagaraja Kirtans and Sai Bhajans, and garnered spontaneous applause of the audience. Obviously pleased with his performance, Bhagavan called the musician near him and materialized a gold chain for him. Bhagavan also gave him clothes and to the artists who provided musical support to him. After another Tyagaraja Kirtan and the bhajan Pibare Rama Rasam, the concert came to a close at 6:45 p.m. with offer of arati to Bhagavan.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.